everybody. It's Thursday night, and I'm here again with Riff.
Hello.
Riff, you forgot we were affecting draws tonight.
well, shucks, partner. How am I supposed to know such things if you're not informing me of such?
Well, I reckon you ought to pay more attention.
My mouth.
You're supposed to have cowboy telepathy. Isn't that one of those animes that you watch?
Cowboy telepathy. I don't know.
What have you been up to since last Thursday?
Not much.
Murdering your pets.
Yeah, accidentally killed my Tamagotchi. It was sad too, because it was like it leaps sadly at you for like a full minute and you can't do anything about it.
Huh.
It was like lying there on the ground with a skull over it going beep, 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 and I'm like pushing the buttons going shit, 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 and no good.
Oh, well, at least the radio shows will no longer be polluted by all the beepsings.
True. I'm playing the new Ratchet and Clank on PS3, and then playing that Zack and Wiki game on the Wii.
Is that any good?
It's pretty good. It's the character design is really, really overly cutesy, and all the humor just totally falls flat. But like game wise, it's a really good game.
What's it? What's the style of it?
It's sort of like point and click adventure type puzzles, except they're in like a single scene. In every scene, your goal is to get to the treasure chest, but it's like an elaborate puzzle that you have to figure out using the different items that are available in just in that zone.
Is it like one screenfall, or is it?
More or less. I mean, it's one location. It might scroll a bit.
I see.
Yeah.
Is it based on some property, or is it?
I think it's new. It's generally pirate themed, but it's nothing I've ever heard of before.
Did you celebrate that theme by not paying for it?
No, I actually did pay for it.
Only because you don't have a way of pirating Wii games.
Yeah, basically.
Pirate. Dirty thief.
Stuff that I'm going to hook up to the internet like that, I don't trust to make modifications to it.
I see. Is that why you're afraid to put bumper stickers on your computer?
I have a couple stickers on my computer.
I see.
They're not bumper stickers.
We were talking about cow tipping briefly on the Monday show, and Admiral Pants says cow tipping does not exist because if it did, there would be YouTube videos of it. I'm right there with him on the cow tipping doesn't exist thing.
I'm surprised there aren't YouTube videos of it.
I mean, I honestly think that it just is something that has never happened.
I would be willing to believe that it started out as a rumor, but you got to imagine that all these kids and frat guys getting drunk, having heard about it, somebody must have gone and actually tried it at some point.
Cows sleep lying down.
Really?
Yeah.
We could ask Lycra Shampoo. She lives in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Is she? Does she have frat boy friends?
I don't know, but she might have cow friends.
Oh. Achat245 says, this game and radio and chat are awesome. Well, thank you. And then he says, don't forget I have judgment. Oh, I'm not.
not buying it or playing it, but yep. Haven't forgotten.
Haven't forgotten about it.
They had it in Target.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you considering it?
Well, only insofar as it's like one of the few games for the system I have.
Right.
But nah, I don't think so.
What game did you buy that system for?
Nothing really, not like specific, but Silent Hill 5 and Grand Theft Auto 4
and I guess when does Grand Theft Auto
4 come out? I'm sure there's some more stuff I'm not thinking of. When does that come out? I don't know. We can ask the magical internet.
I don't remember seeing anything recently like coming out for the Christmas season that I'm particularly excited about. I saw that the Simpsons game is out and don't care so much.
Wikipedia says sometime in February to April of 2008.
I'm curious as to whether the Simpsons game is any good or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
If anybody out there has played it, let me know.
It's come up, popped up on the list of things I could download for the DS.
Huh. Like a DS version of it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I haven't bothered, though.
You know what I want? Like, Grand Theft Castlevania.
Ooh. Like, Metroidvania Grand Theft.
Yeah, like the sandbox, like, you know, it's Castlevania, except there's a bunch of different towns and, like, side quests and stuff.
Hmm.
And, you know, missions where you drive around in an ambulance whipping zombies.
Just out the window of the ambulance as you go past. It'd be like the minecart bits in that Temple of Doom arcade game.
I don't remember that. I don't know that I ever played the Temple of Doom arcade game.
Really?
Are you whipping?
It was pretty
Are you whipping zombies?
And not Arabs.
Oh, you're whipping Arabs.
Yeah.
Like in that Cure song, whipping an Arab.
Not familiar with that one.
Inferno Hero said, update tonight's diddly clit promptly, please. Well, I did not. I actually
forgot to update the diddly clit.
I did forget to update. I forgot to update the diddly clit. however, I will upload tonight's show as soon as it's over, and then while I'm doing that, somebody linked me in the forums to missing shows.
Yeah.
The thing is, I could do that myself. I'm just not ever going to get around to it. So, if anybody ever notices a song missing from the radio archive that they have an MP3 of or that exists on the podcast, like send me a forum PM linking me to it. Because if I can just download it, rename it, and upload it, I will do that. You know, in like a minute. But if I have to actually look through the archive to see what's missing, I'm never going to get around to that. Oh god, this fucking mouse. KMD suggests Grand Theft Loathing. We already have a radio station. I don't know. KOL is kind of Grand Theft Auto-y. It's got a lot of stuff you can do. A lot of the Bounty Hunter yeah. is like you know the taxi missions.
Kind of.
And you can beat up hookers. Inferno Hero says, Turtle Tuesday 2, please? Why is everybody... Oh, it's just Inferno Hero ending everything with please? And I can tell it's you know, inflected like that, too. I don't know. Someday there'll be Turtle Tuesday 2. TexMurph says, I've gotten into the habit of writing in about effects that aren't functioning yet, but I haven't found any, what with being at Columbus and all. Break an effect, so I feel useful. Okay. I have broken an effect. TexMurph, go nuts.
Oh, wow. In the new Grand Theft Auto, you can climb telephone poles.
Huh.
That's a feature everyone has been waiting for.
Can you also see how many of you can pack into a phone booth?
See how many dead hookers you can pack into a phone.
And then the hookers could form into like a big giant ball of corpses like that like that boss in all the Castlevania games.
Legion.
Yeah.
Legion is always my favorite boss.
And then it could call in to the radio station. So the more hookers you pack into the phone booth, the more sort of ominous and dark the calls to the call-in show on the talk radio station become. See, that'd be a good little side quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlocking new radio station content is something that I don't think they ever did, but I would have done whatever it took to get more talk radio, because that's all I listened to when I was playing Vice City. Hot Stuff's always talking about how great the music was, and I'm always responding, meh.
There is some good stuff, but
that was not bad.
Talk radio was what I mostly listened to.
The opera station, classical station.
The special edition version comes with comes packed in a metal safe deposit box with a keychain for the keys and a duffel bag to put it in.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah. I wonder if
I pre-ordered Rock Band. So when that comes out, you'll have to come over and rock out.
Awesome.
I think it comes out in like 2 weeks or something.
Can I be drums?
I don't want to be drums.
Everybody wants to be drums.
Oh, yeah. The drums are fun. Especially because they're like In Bloom, that Nirvana song is on there, and that's a song that I'm always hitting my steering wheel to the drum parts of it when it comes on anyway.
Yeah.
Inferno Hero says, Lolcat familiar, please? No, you cannot has Lolcat familiar. Go Bias suggests that Scully and I do a radio three-way all-in with Riff. The one time we tried to do a three-way with Riff, it was just awkward. It's like none of us are into dudes at all, so like we just kind of sat around playing video games for a couple hours, and then we all went home, and it was like, I don't see the point of a three-way like that. Jerry the Red asks if there was any reason why Rollover hadn't hit. Yeah, that was an exciting adventure in clusterfuck nonsense. So here's what happened. WWW7 was acting all goofy for a few days, and so I took it out of the rotation. You can still log into it if you force your way onto it, but it's not the like load balancer doesn't send people to WWW7 right now. So I thought, you know, maybe the machine just needs to be rebooted. So I rebooted the machine and it stopped working entirely. And WWW7 is also the primary internal DNS server, which I'm not entirely sure why that is. I'm not sure why it's WWW7 instead of dev. Because, you know, if dev's down, we're fucked. So why not, you know. Anyway, apparently also, if WWW1 is down, we're fucked because the load balancer doesn't work. And if WWW7 is down, we're fucked because the DNS server doesn't work. But anyway, we need ways around that for the future. And you know, CD Moyer knows how to fix it. But because the DNS server was down, the initial part of Rollover, which for some reason needs DNS resolution on all the servers in order to push out the thing that redirects them to maintenance, timed out, and so Rollovers didn't happen. And so I screwed around, and this sort of pissed me off. I called the data center, and I'm like, hey, can you physically reboot WWW7 for me? And they're like, sure. So I start a ping running on WWW7 to see when they do it. Because it was responding to pings, just the DNS server wasn't working. Nor could I SSH into it, or, you know, was it responding to any HTTP requests, or any STFU LOL
WTF
JAGS, or WTF nodules. So a couple minutes after I called them, I start pinging it. And they call me back, and they're like, hey, I rebooted it. Like, really? Because I've had an uninterrupted ping going on it for a while. When did you do it? And he's like, a few minutes ago. I'm like, okay, well, hook a monitor up to it and reboot it again and see if it's, you know, given any errors or anything, because it's still not acting right. And he's like, well, you realize we're going to have to charge you for that, right? And I'm like, yeah, fine, charge me. I don't care. Just figure out what the fuck is wrong. And then he called me back like 45 minutes later saying, oh, by the way, I had rebooted the wrong machine earlier. Now I rebooted the one that you actually asked me to reboot, and it's working fine now. And I looked, and it was indeed working fine. God damn it. I was freaking out trying to figure out how the fuck we were going to deal with this problem, because the obvious solution hadn't worked, only it turns out the obvious solution had worked. Inferno Hero asks if Internet Explorer has any merits over Firefox. I believe so. It is much faster. I don't use it anymore, but...
So you can fit that much more suck into your time?
Whatever, dude. I still occasionally run across websites that just won't work in Firefox. But Internet Explorer... Like, Firefox will not automatically install plugins to save its own fucking life. And Internet Explorer will. And if I go to some website that has some plugin that I don't know what it is and don't know where to go to get the installer, Firefox is like, hey, you need a plugin. It's called such and such Flazzle Flingler. And I'm like,
yeah, but
oh, great. And it's like, push this button to install it. And every single time...
How often is that something you actually need, though?
No, not very often, but every once in a while. Anyway, my point is, even with something like Flash, right? Something that once per computer you have to fucking install. Every single time I've ever gone to a site that had a plugin required for it, Firefox has said, hey, let's download this plugin. Hit this button to download the plugin. You hit that button and it's like, yeah, fuck you. And then I go download the plugin manually. Every single time. I honestly think that they're just pretending that Firefox has that feature. Or maybe it's like a joke. You know, like...
It's a trick.
Yeah.
Amazon has the pre-orders for the special edition of Grand Theft Auto, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
For PS3 and Xbox 360.
Oh. I did not know that it was coming out for the 360.
Apparently so.
Well, that makes me happy, because I can play it without spending $500 on a console I'll never use for anything else. Burnt Ketchup 5 says, if you could have one superpower, how big would it be?
Like
that could be a clever question, right? You know, assuming that if the presumption there is that if anyone could have one superpower, it would be a giant penis, say, you know. But I don't know that that's actually the joke that he was making. He also asks, how high were you guys when you made this game? I don't get high.
I'm about 5'6".
Oh yeah, I was 6'2".
Six also?
Mm-hmm. I was also six the year after I was five. Just like Riff. Tommy Tom says, you know what sucks? When one guy on the radio says, Tommy Tom says, and then gets interrupted to talk about how much Jake is afraid of planes for half an hour, and then they forget about poor Tommy Tom's question. That really sucked. You guys are mean.
Did he actually say what the question was?
Yeah. Okay. My question was that I'm going for a bad moon run, but I got the easel and I can't fight him without getting the disease, which requires me to get to the funhouse, which requires an epic weapon, which requires a big rock, which requires a clover. So what do I do? Am I just out of luck? No, you're not. We thought of that. And there's now an alternate drop location for the disease, which rolled out just prior to NS13. There was a forum thread about it, but it probably got locked. just kidding. The mods in gameplay have been doing a fantastic job. I'm sure they're really irritated with the sort of, you know, quadrupled noise ratio of gameplay, but I like it.
Yeah.
I have not noticed
there being any problem at all.
I mean, you know, and I go in and I lock one or two threads a day, you know, and that's about all that needs to be done. Plus, I just, you know, I just like to kind of wave my dick around, you know, I can lock your threads, homo. I'm a bigger man than you. Lol. Everybody's all hating on the Nobgoblin Embezzler. He is kind of shitty, I guess, compared to the other semi-rares. I gave him a meat drop. Of more than 60, which is how much meat he had before. If you had asked me, I would have said, yeah, the Nobgoblin Embezzler drops like 4,000 meat. But nope. He drops 60. And like 430% drop rate meat stacks. Yeah, it was terrible. And it still kind of is. You know, I upped it to like 360 or something. Yeah. Everybody loves the sort of seat of the pants content design.
Yeah.
What do you do, I'm sure.
Numbers out of the butt.
Lord Poopy Pants says, the creepy grin works on the Naughty Sorceress. Bug or feature?
Neither, really.
Biospark says, if it makes you feel any better, I kind of like that Ed the Undying takes 7 adventures. It's 7 adventures of boss-grade stat gains. Not that I'm an optimizer or anything. You know. GigaShadow555 suggests hilarious items. The 2 snares and a cymbal for rim shots, or a jar of crickets to help fill in awkward silences. Query suggests an ultra-rare dream. How do you know there isn't one? The thing from Uranus says, could someone as Jick to post the radio show times on the archive site? I can never remember when they are. That isn't too bad of an idea. Just to say, you know, these shows are available. These shows are broadcast live on Radio KOL with a link, and then the times. Zaprousedower says, eating a fortune cookie should give you an effect that adds in bed to the end of your chat messages.
that's not a bad idea. That's a good, that'd be a good McPhee's thing.
Someone else says, hey, what's up with the orcish frat boys? They seem to be getting less and less orcish as the content gets newer and newer. Yeah, I mean, I never really...
keep forgetting.
Yeah, I never really think of them as being orcs.
Yeah. I mean, the hippies aren't any special race, so...
They're hippies.
God.
I don't know. I mean, we could go through, I guess, and... every time it mentions their face, put green in front of it. And then the soldiers could abruptly do an about green face. And, yeah. Glebe suggests something that is pretty similar to something that we had been doing and didn't go anywhere with. So I'm not going to read it out loud. Oh, Baja Lime says, is there some way you could institute some kind of 12-step program for the MMG? MMGA? Anything that takes 12 steps isn't worth doing. Mr. Rar says, any chance of getting a shield that looks like Captain America's? It's got, like, a star in it, and then some concentric circles, right?
Yeah, but... I don't know. I'm not interested enough in Captain America to be interested in that idea.
Yeah, I don't like superheroes.
I only like... I mean, I was looking at my bookshelf at the... I have 3 bookshelves now. One for comics, one for fiction, and one for nonfiction. And the comics one is, of course, the fullest one. But I was looking at it and looked at it. Turned out that despite the fact that I don't like superhero comics, I have a lot of superhero comics.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all ones that would be described as superheroes, but
right,
and then something something
like Fable or not, or like The Watchmen or whatever.
Yeah, like Watchmen or Powers or.
You know, I say that I don't like superheroes. I like the idea of superheroes. I just don't like any of the superheroes that exist in the genre.
Yeah, like X-Men or Superman.
Some of the X-Men are cool, I guess. Like, yeah.
I don't like standard superhero stuff, but I like something that plays with the formula a bit.
Which I feel like with X-Men, I mean, at least there's enough variety there.
Yeah.
Each person can do one thing. Like, set things on fire with a deck of cards. Or, play Jax really, really well. And read your mind. I guess that's 2 things.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the god of the sun and doorknobs.
Pan says, if someone is obsessed with intricate buildings, do they have a complex, complex, complex?
Did you hear about the midget clairvoyant who escaped from the police? The headlines read, "Small medium at large." Lical Courier suggests that some quest items went away after you're done with them, like the Degrassi Knoll shopping list, half a memo, archaeologist's notebook, your father's MacGuffin diary, etc. I mean, do you think Indiana Jones just threw away the Grail diary after he found the Grail?
I don't. I don't think he did.
Somebody sold it to Riff.
That's right. It's a good read.
Diesel says, can we make useless powder into useless nuggets and useless wads? Using a useless wad would say something like, well, you just wasted 5 minutes, and by 5 minutes I mean one adventure. You lose one adventure. That's kind of funny. Toilet says, I can't perform Disco Bandit combos on my account. On my last Ascension they worked fine, but they haven't worked at all since I've been in hardcore. Could you look into what the problem is? Thanks. Okay, so it turns out that was some weird grease monkey thing. And it has to do with the fact that if you twiddle your thumbs for some reason, it breaks the Disco Bandit chains. Which it probably shouldn't. But, yeah, still. The reason that bug report was frustrating is because it was a grease monkey bug. O'Grady says, when you were talking about a reoccurring global event and mentioned the Pickle Factory, it got me thinking, what happened to the rest of the Pickle Factory's town? We don't have a ghost town in-game where you were talking about... Oh, wait, yeah. We don't have a ghost town in-game. Well, there wasn't really a town.
No, it's just the Pickle Factory. The Pickle Factory is a long way from town so that the water supply won't get contaminated with pickle runoff.
Right. Yeah. And it was Seaside Town.
Yeah.
That the people worked at, yeah. I mean, don't you remember? They all of the guys that worked there went off to fight in the Cola Wars.
Right.
And then died in the Cola Wars. Snuffstyle420 says, have you considered a once-a-day clan purchase that resets a Rumpus Room item after use only for the day that it is purchased? No. I haven't ever considered that. I mean... Huh. No, I don't think I want to do that. Parafert says, if you run out of questions, can you work out the ratio of Constellation Ribbons to Ultra Rares? Also, if I'm unable to have sex for medical reasons, can I play with spreadsheets instead? You can do whatever you want. If you're unable to have sex for medical reasons, you can have as much ice cream as you want. I never understood that as much ice cream as you want as something like, you know, I don't usually want more than some ice cream, you know? I've never been like, oh man, if only I had more ice cream, you know? It's like I eat ice cream until I'm done eating ice cream, and then I'm like,
Well, I guess, the thing I usually hear it in conjunction with is like
getting your tonsils out,
and I could see where you'd want more ice cream than usual in that situation. Mm.
My dad always said that was a trick, that you feel like shit and you don't want any ice cream.
I could see that.
Glebe says, the blooper needs a miss message about how it can't hit you since you're on the ground.
Hmm.
Blooper? What the fuck? What are you doing here?
Oh, Fallout 3 is also on PS3. And Assassin's Creed.
All right. I totally forgot about Fallout 3. It's like a first-person RPG.
Yeah, it is first-person, isn't it? So I may get it for PC instead.
When is that supposed to come out?
Wikipedia says...
It does, Wikipedia says.
Q4 2008.
Oh. Huh. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I really hope that it's good.
Yeah.
I've been playing some Hellgate London, and I have to say that I'm pretty disappointed. I don't feel like it was finished when they shipped it. And I don't get that, man. I don't get why that keeps happening. You know, it's not even really an MMO. You know, it's an online game.
Yeah, it's...
You know, Blizzard had some launch troubles with Diablo 2, but at least it was content complete.
Yeah. It seems like, I don't know, the people in charge of the video game companies need to learn that how much more worth it is to put out a good finished game than it is to put out a game as soon as possible, no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? Shigeru Miyamoto was all, like, a delayed game is eventually good, a bad game is bad forever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Which, you know, I guess you can say, well, that's not the case with an MMO, because you can always, you know, you are expecting a post-release patch process.
Yeah.
Right? But I feel like everyone who says that then doesn't ever fix anything or finish anything after launch.
Yeah.
And that's either because they all get fired because the shitty-ass game isn't making any money. Or what, I mean, I want Hellgate London to be good, but it's like, I don't know why it's not as good as Diablo. Right? It's you know, same people, same kind of deal. You know, but there are basically three levels, right? It's randomly generated levels, and there's like three environments.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess. Diablo, you know, was pretty... Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Diablo was pretty... The you know, prairie environment outside Act 1's town was kind of the same as the...
Little Big Planet was the other one that I was playing here for.
I see.
But please, go on.
The desert environment wasn't that different than the plains environment, wasn't that different than the jungle environment, wasn't that different than the foothills environment. You know, there were subtle differences. They looked different, at least, which was nice. And there are also, you know, dozens of types of enemies, which Hellgate London has. So far, all I've seen is, except for the levels that are specifically, like, you know, the same every time, or at least pretty similar every time, there is... The streets, you know, the sort of streets in London that's, you know, just a one long linear level with a few little rooms off to the side with nothing in them. There is the partially collapsed underground tunnels with some, you know, junction stations and stuff in them. And then there is the sewer. And that's it. They're just, you know, you get a mission. Also, the missions are terrible. They're all... Bring me 10 drops. You know, kill Lord Fuckwit, or, you know, kill 10.
Is
kill
there
10
like
foozles.
Is there an ongoing story of some sort?
Yeah, I mean, there's an overall plot, but it just kind of doesn't. It's not. It is about the writing is about the quality that we use for, like, placeholders. You know, and I feel like a lot of it was just...
You mean like, bracket, put something here, bracket?
No, not exactly that, but... Although, I've gotten a bunch of quests that were kill name, or quests whose title was AAA.
Seriously?
Does that mean something? Maybe, but no, I feel like it's just fucking not finished.
Holy like, crap.
And there was some sort of interesting voice acting during the beta that they just got rid of for release, and they went from there was this one like this there was a sort of voice set where it was like the crazy old man, and it was just all this insane babbling about stuff, and it was actually pretty interesting, but it's just gone at release. It's not there anymore, and I don't know why they did that exactly. Yeah, it's just you know, it's got that Skinner box thing that keeps you going, but like the thing about Diablo was that you could start a game of Diablo, you could fight your way to the cemetery where Bloodraven was, and there were those two crypts, which were little sub-levels that you could go down into, yeah, and they were guaranteed to have, like, a rare monster or one of those glowy chests, yeah, full of stuff in it. So you knew you weren't ever going to just play and play and play without seeing something interesting, you know? And I guess my criterion for interesting is probably different than most people's, but seeing a named mob, you know, is interesting.
Yeah.
Seeing something different than the other stuff, and that happens in Hellgate London. It just doesn't happen anywhere near as often or consistently as it should. Like, it's, I don't know. I want so badly to like it, and I keep playing it, thinking that maybe it'll get better. But what I ought to do is I just ought to put it down for 6 months and come back to it and see if it's gotten better.
See if they fix it.
And as it stands right now, there is no way that I would subscribe. I probably would have the day that it came out, just, you know, given it the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, all right, you know, I'll pay my $5 or whatever to see what the subscriber content looks like, but there isn't any. And subscribing was, like, disabled on the website for the first week that the game was out. It was just, I don't know. It's a mess. Makes me sad.
Liker says she's never been cow tipping, nor has anyone she knows or anyone that anyone she knows. So maybe you're right.
I think so. Vermicelli says he likes The Tick. The Tick doesn't really count, though. That's kind of a parody. Istanbul says, any plans for a zone that you can't get through if your familiar is too heavy? That'd be an interesting way to get players to use their less explored familiars. Oh, that is kind of interesting. Yeah, screw the completionist out of content. And then he says, were you guys obsessed with the notion of a pain trifecta when making the level 7 to Tevin, the Tevin Campbell quest?
What?
I didn't know that the Tevin Campbell quest was live on the live servers. Like, I, you know, you have to collect the I don't know. Did Tevin Campbell wear like a stupid hat or something? Like, I don't really know anything about Tevin Campbell.
I have no idea who that is.
He was some kid like Usher or whatever. Some you know, teenage R&B singer.
Oh, okay.
In like the early 90s, I remember one of my friends making fun of his roommate for owning a Tevin Campbell CD. You know, Scully likes that pain trifecta joke. Maybe that's something that there's something broken in his brain. He can't remember when he's already used that joke. Anyway, you know, it's really hard to make jokes for a living for 5 years and not make the same joke. I mean, we can't remember everything that we... And, you know, you guys, when you're playing, you see things in a different order than we see it or saw it, you know? Yeah. Snuffstyle420 says, would you ever put in quest-specific fortune cookie-type items that can promise a sought-after non-combat after a medium amount of turns? I mean, I could see designing things in the future where that kind of mechanic happened, but I don't necessarily see, like, going back into existing quests and creating things that, you know, like, yeah, whatever, spooky sapling detector, you know, I mean, that's... Red Arrow suggests that Familiar 64 should be made into Familiar 64, a series of references to the Nintendo console. That's funny. Maybe make it Toad or Navi.
Hey! Listen!
Scully was talking about the Navi Familiar. The Gun Run says, what would you guys do if Kanye West wanted to host a KOL-themed game show on cable TV? I don't know. I'm guessing that will never happen. Oh. GigaShadow555 says, any of you guys play any of the Fire Emblem games? I'm a huge fan of the series, and I'm curious as to your thoughts. I played the Game Boy Advance version of Fire Emblem. I played through the first act, and it... The thing that made me stop playing it was that... Have you ever played any of them?
I'm not sure.
It's like a... They're like tactics... Combat.
Probably not. I generally avoid those.
It was like Final Fantasy Tactics, which I would have liked if it had been about a third as complicated as it was.
Hmm.
You know, Fire Emblem was less complicated, so that's nice, right? You know, I either want one guy with 20 equipment slots or 10 guys with 2 equipment slots.
Yeah.
Not 10 guys with 20 equipment slots, you know, to manage.
I played the only tactical type games like that I've played were... the Disgaea games.
Mm. Yeah, it's like that. But I also it didn't have that fucked up diagonal isometric view, which I hate that. If I'm moving on a square grid, I want to fucking move left and right and up and down. I don't want to move on the diagonals. There are so many games that I'm told are good games that I just can't play. Because I find that navigation systems, especially on consoles.
I can't think of one I've ever seen that used a square grid that wasn't isometric.
Fire Emblem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually
square. I guess that means I haven't played Fire Emblem.
The problem that I had with it, this is interesting design, but if any of the members of your team get killed, they are dead from then on. Right, so I would only go on from a mission if I defeated it without losing anyone. Huh. And so it was just like, I'd have been playing for a half an hour, there would be one fucking enemy left, and I would accidentally get one of my guys killed. I don't think you could save in the middle of a mission. Yeah. Maybe you could, maybe I just never did. I don't know. Anyway, that was frustrating, and I just ended up stopping playing it. But as you know... It reminded me of, and there's a reason, and that's because it's very similar to, what are those, series of, like, war games where you build tanks and little infantry guys and stuff, and it's very cartoony.
Command and Conquer?
No, it's, they're on the, there was an NES game that came out that I really liked that was like this, and it was either the beginning of this series or it was just a very similar game that was like Desert War or Desert Combat or something. What the hell is it called? There was... this is going to drive me fucking nuts. I don't even know how I would look this up. It came out for the first one in the series, you know, the first one in the, like, at least this incarnation of the series came out for the Game Boy Advance, and then there was another one for the DS. But they were just these war games. Like, you were Star Army, and you know, you'd fight against Moon Army and Sun Army and Asteroid. Ice cream shop. It was weird. Like, you know, three armies and this ice cream shop that just sat there and didn't have any weapons or anything. Like, every mission was just like, you know, one guy shoots the ice cream shop with a slingshot and breaks the windows, and the ice cream owner's like, oh, fuck you guys. And you win. Yeah, no, Fire Emblem was neat. There were like missions where you were like, you know, going into a dungeon to kill monsters, and there were other ones where you were like fighting guys. There was like this whole like sword axe spear thing where like swords were strong against axes, were strong against spears, were strong against swords or whatever. So it was like a rock paper scissors. I could never remember the rock paper scissors, which was a little frustrating. Someday we should make a tactics game where everybody's weapons is either a rock, some paper, or some scissors, and you get a gold scissors of wrath, you know, fancy paper of the bear.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it. But yeah, it's driving me. Maybe somebody has sent in to the radio what the name of those games are, and I can stop being all frustrated that I can't think of it. Advance Wars. Tonight. Thank you, Darcel. And Tech Smurf. And Valera. And Pastian. And Sex Factory says Fire Emblem is a lot like Advance Wars, if you've ever played that, even before I said it. Ah, God, thanks. Although, that leads me to believe that Advance Wars was the Game Boy Advance continuation of some other series. Like,
yeah.
The game was very much like Atari-level technology requirements to actually play it. The NES one was good. The Annihilator says, "Hey guys, so I just got braces today and my teeth hurt like hell. Good side is when they were done, my mouth was bloody and it scared a couple kids in the waiting room."
Sweet.
Yeah. Diabolico says, "Can we please make it so that semi-rare adventures override clovers? Marmot clovers make this especially aggravating, as do shoring clovers and barrel clovers, and really, I guess, any other kind of clovers that you mentioned." I could do that. Akara says, "I have to sadly admit to knowing people who have cow-tipped, but I'm in southeastern Kentucky, and I think that explains it. It also kills the cows."
Really? Did it break their legs or something?
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine cows are pretty heavy, and I would imagine that they're not that... They don't have, like, you know, side curtain airbags, you know? So just, like... You're falling from 3 or 4 feet up onto your side if you are just this immense bag of guts.
I guess that would kind of suck.
I remember this time when I was a kid where one of Grandpa's cows died, and we went out and looked at it, and it was all, like, it had died, and it was laying on its side, and it was just all, like, bloated up, and its legs were, like, sticking out, like, at, like, you know, 90-degree angle to each other, and, like, it was... like, just this giant, like, cow-shaped balloon, and he had to go, like, rent a bulldozer and dig a hole so that he could bury the cow, and he made us stay away, and he said it was because he was worried that when he started pushing the cow with the bulldozer that it was going to pop, and that has always stuck with me.
Yeah.
That was really gross. I kind of want to find out where that cow is buried and go get its skull. Now, because that was, like, 10 years ago. That'd be pretty cool to have just, like, a cow skull. You know, my grandpa butchers cow. Why the fuck did it never occur to me to ask my grandpa for a cow skull? I don't even... He probably just throws them away.
You can buy them some places.
Well, sure, but, I mean, I could, you know, probably get one for free from my grandpa. Although, I don't know how often he actually butchers cows anymore.
He might just have a... pile of them somewhere.
I don't think so. I think that's the kind of thing that I would have found and been very excited about as a kid. What I'm going to do is I'm going to march into my grandpa's house and I'm going to say, "I want your skulls. I need your skulls." And then I'm going to say, "Grandmother, tell your children not to..." GigaShadow555 says, "What's your favorite pizza toppings?" I like the good old pepperoni. And I like Hawaiian pizza.
I like onions and mushrooms and pineapple. But I don't like ham, so I can't go the regular Hawaiian. I have to do, like, pineapple and bacon or pineapple and pepperoni.
Pineapple and pepperoni would be good.
Yeah.
We should take a break.
Okay.
I should someday pick some songs before... I say, we should take a break. Oh, that's weird. I could have sworn. Well, everybody loves, what the hell? I know that I have the album that I'm looking for. That's frustrating. What you got any suggestions, Riff?
Do you have that Skulls song?
No, I don't have any Misfits.
Bitrate variations?
I don't think that I have that on any of these.
I don't know.
How about some ZZ Top?
Oh, there you go.
So there's 4 minutes of Gimme All Your Lovin', All Your Hugs and Kisses Too. 4 minutes of Under Pressure, and then Bad Girl. 3 minutes of that. So we'll see you in 11 minutes and some change.
Hoot.
Oh,
Abraham 1996 says, "Do we all get a reward if we listen to the radio when Jick and Riff are there?" I wonder if Abraham 1996 was born in 1996. It's not impossible.
No, theoretically possible. That he'd be, what, 11?
That's ridiculous. Fucking 1996. How is it that people who were born in 1996 even exist.
Omglal Nub says, so when will Teleportitis be able to take you to the U-shaped hole in a mountain? You know it's a golden idea. Pasta La Vista Baby says, is McMillican Cuddy's farm ever going to have an option to go back to the farm after you clear an area of ducks?
I mean, I guess enough people want that I should figure out how to make it happen.
It's not an easy fix, is the issue. Mellowcork says, will the Pirates Cove revamp roll out before Crimbo? Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So
practically done, isn't it? Well, okay, there's that new thing we came up with today.
Yeah, but I mean, no, it's not. There's... You know, I keep thinking there is significantly more to it than what's done, but there's really not. It's like... I mean... There is the writing on a bunch of pirates. There is coming up with drops for everything, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a lot closer to done than I thought it was, actually. The work that I got done today and yesterday was pretty significant. The only part of it that really requires any serious testing is going to be done tonight, and I don't know. I'm still saying 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Still saying 2 weeks.
And then after that will be what, the Mysticality quest?
Oh yeah, no, I keep.
And then maybe by the time we've got both of those out, I might be done with this dwarf thing I'm working on.
Yeah. I was smoking a cigar with the window open, so I could hear the music. I think I set the house on fire. Xenophobe smelled something burning. Maybe it was his desire to stop playing World of Warcraft and do the radio show with us.
Maybe he smelled the crusade.
No, see, I smelled a fiery thing, but I couldn't find the ring anywhere.
Texmurf says, so, Diamond Studded Cane. It's a club with a moxie bonus for Disco Bandits only, but no Disco Bandit would be caught dead with a melee weapon. Perhaps remove the class restriction?
I don't think that's true. I think any fancy and styling melee weapon Disco Bandit would still use.
Yeah.
It's all a matter of being classy. Now, what we need for them now is, like, a gigantic two-handed sword where the hilt is a tiny fish tank with a goldfish in it.
Why is that?
I don't know. I was trying to think of a weapon alternative to those high-heeled pimp shoes with the goldfish in the heels.
I see.
Yeah.
I didn't know those were pimp shoes. Was it a real goldfish?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw it in a movie. So, in
what
terms
movie?
Of the movie, it was a real goldfish. It may not have actually been.
What movie?
I don't remember. It was on TV a long time ago.
Pretty Gweezer says, the cow tipping scene in an old Beavis and Butthead episode is one of my favorite animated scenes ever. Funny as all get out, to use tonight's drawling parlance. I don't think I've seen that one. It was very rare that the animated parts of Beavis and Butthead were funny to me. I really very much like the
Some
videos.
Some of them were good. The bit where they Xeroxed a bunch of money and tried to spend it, including like nickels, was kind of funny.
I see.
And then the bit where Beavis cut one of his fingers off with the table saw in shop, and just, I'm not going to try and imitate the reaction, but it was like halfway between the laughing because this is awesome and screaming because this hurts. It was just this really awkward situation where he couldn't decide how he felt about it. It was really funny.
There was one point, and this, now that I think about it, is actually among the funnier things I've seen. There was some scene where they're talking to a therapist, and somebody asks Beavis how he feels about his mother, and he just starts making these motions with his hands like he's trying to describe how big something is. And that's it. So, Shamro Gore says, "What's the difference between a box of dead babies and a BMW? I don't have a BMW in my garage."
Oh.
The funniest thing from Beavis and Butthead though was there was some video with this girl that was smiling real big and Butthead says something about like it's like she's got too many teeth like that chick at the mall, and Beavis says a chicken mall? What chicken mall? No, not a chicken mall. That chick in the mall. That chick. Oh, you mean that chick that works at that chicken store in the mall? That chick Chick-fil-A? Gets really angry because Beavis keeps thinking that he's talking about a chicken. I'm sure that it's just as funny secondhand. Omgolnub says, "Assassin's Creed looks interesting. What do you think? It's kind of cool that instead of the standard attack jump use interface, you control his limbs. Like if you're running towards a wall, you can use the arms button to vault it, or the legs button to jump it, or the head button to kill yourself."
I hadn't heard much about that, but it does sound like a pretty interesting game. Like very free form sort of. I like the sort of games where they give you a mission, but it's not preset how you're gonna be completing that mission, and you get to figure whatever path or scheme you want.
Yes, I'm a little afraid that it's gonna be all stealth game.
That's not necessarily bad.
Yeah, I don't like stealth games.
It's got some interesting bits about it, seemingly. Like if you're in a crowd, you can use the crowd for stealth by, like, I don't know, like, altering your appearance slightly to look more like the people in the crowd and changing your behavior in such ways to blend in better and things like that.
Huh.
Looks pretty interesting.
Let's see. The Simpsons game. Somebody's saying, who says? Sailor Bowser says, "I have a Simpsons game. I think it's funny as hell and well worth the price." The Simpsons game. For PS2, it got a 61 on game rankings.
Yeah.
That's not so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted Hit and Run and or what was that other Simpsons game? Hit and Run was Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
And there was another one that was GTA, but it was bad.
Oh. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it.
Road Rage.
Hmm.
Yeah. I bought that for the Xbox, I think. And it just wasn't very good. A lot of racing that was terrible. Yeah. Istanbul talks about Castlevania, the Dracula X Chronicles is out for the PSP. It has a remake of Rondo of Blood with the original Rondo of Blood, and more importantly, Symphony of the Night as unlockables. Portable best Castlevania ever makes me happy. You know, it would if... Okay, I am bad at games, and I am having a really hard time getting through that. And the fact that I have to beat it to unlock Symphony of the Night is a little irritating to me. And also, I don't really consider the PSP portable. Because, it has such a big, nice, exposed screen that I'm terrified of fucking the screen up.
Yeah.
And so I would only ever carry it around if I was also carrying around some sort of protective sheath for it, at which point it's just a hassle.
Yeah.
Like, the DS, I can just throw in my pocket.
Yep.
And not worry about fucking it up, and that is why the DS is awesome. That's why the Game Boy Advance SP was awesome.
Yep.
Preenyqueezer says, "Buy a new mouse already. Just shave yourself a gram of gold off of that Ferrari and go buy the mouse." Seriously. No, it gives me interesting things to complain about. Senior Random says, "I'm debating which console to purchase. Help." I would probably get a 360. If I could only have either the 360, the Wii, or a PS3, I would probably buy the 360.
You take the 360 over the Wii?
Yeah, because the because of the downloadables, mm-hmm. right? There's just a lot of games on Xbox Live Arcade that are good. I mean, Virtual Console, I feel like, is, you know, only ever going to be emulation, right? Yeah. If there was, like, indie development going on for it, that would be one thing. But, you know, there is on the 360, and it's nice to be able to just, you know, pay $8 for a game.
Yeah.
You know?
In retrospect, I probably should have gone for the 360 instead of the PS3, but I've got such a huge library of PS2 games that, you know, I wanted a machine that could play them. And also, I just have this intrinsic loathing of all things Microsoft.
Hmm. See, I don't mind Microsoft. I want to know what the fuck is going on with this Google thing, the phone.
I have no idea.
They unveiled some sort of platform, and then everybody else in the industry is all like, eh, this is nothing. I don't know. They filed a patent on some sort of case for a phone. So I feel like they're going to manufacture a phone.
Isn't that the thing where it's like open source in some weird way?
Yeah, something like that. Or at least it's anyone can develop for it, which is good. Darcel says, I'm in a bad moon run here, and I needed a barnacle for the tower. I finally got it, and blammo, I need to get a goat. Any plans to balance the tower familiars for some bad moon runs? Or balance the tower familiars some for bad moon runs? Isn't there a fairly easy way to get anti-cheese, though, in Bad Moon?
I don't think so. I don't think we changed that.
Really? I could have sworn that was on the list.
No, it's Potato and Leprechaun are the two familiars that are...
Huh. Baron Malachi says, have either of you played any CCGs? I was big into Magic in, like, 1994 and 1995.
Yeah, same here.
Back before Abraham 1996 was born. I played a little bit of Jihad.
Yeah, I played that too.
I have maybe a 6-inch tall stack of Jihad cards. It's not, it wasn't all that much fun.
It was okay.
There were neat things that, like, it was neat to sort of imagine what was happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, as a narrative where with Magic you couldn't really do that because everything was so wildly disparate in theme and scope. But, fucking Ornithopter just made no sense.
What?
The Ornithopter just made no sense, and I used all kinds of Ornithopters. Valera says, have you played any of the Suikoden series? Advance Wars is straight. Oh, yeah.
I played 3. It was okay. Story was really good.
What kind of game is it?
It's a Japanese RPG, but there's like 108 different player characters you can collect. Is one of the main things in it. I think you actually get... in order to get the best ending, you have to find and recruit all 108 of them. And that was kind of a pain in the butt. But other than that, it was cool.
I want to make a roguelike. What I want is like a roguelike Diablo-like game. I want a game where there's a town and you know, you go to town and then you can go on quests to go into a dungeon. And you go in there and the dungeon's randomly generated and it's got, you know, the boss at the bottom of it or whatever and some treasure or whatever. And then that's like roguelike though. Like... turn-based, roguelike with some graphics and some content.
So kind of like, it's kind of like a cross between Fallout and Diablo.
Sure.
That'd be cool. Like Fallout with dungeons.
Xmudex says, "Will the spaces in the Rumpus Room ever be filled with something?"
Maybe.
What was Tex Murph talking about? Tex Murph says, get someone in the office to play them so I have someone to geek out about them with, damn it. What, do you remember what he was talking about?
No idea.
Axe Vitharar Afik Nivnamich says, if you run out of questions, could you rant about the poor choices some people make for their character names? I mean, I wonder if he has a lot of problems when he goes to sign up for some web-based game and he goes to create a character called Axvitharar Afik Nivnamich. And it's like, sorry, Axvitharar Afik Nivnamich is already taken. Or maybe that happened to him so many times with so many of his other names that he decided to start going by Axvitharar Afik Nivnamich.
Like he was trying to register names like Bob and Thor, and it's just everything he tried was taken, so just overcompensated.
Rickett says, please add an it apostrophe s question to the altar of literacy. Blood Axe says, ever heard of RuneScape? It's an MMORPG created in England. Give it a try. Was RuneScape created in England?
I don't know.
I think we need to burn England down. Sorry, guys. I mean, I know you've got a long history and culture, but, like...
RuneScape.
Yeah, you did that.
That just ruined it all.
You can't forgive that. RuneScape is not that bad. It just doesn't... It's not...
Not worthy of its fame.
Sex Factory says, the goldfish shoes are from I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka.
Ah, that's right.
Frankenbean says, whoever came up with the recurring fire damage from the War Hippie Elite Fire Spinner was brilliant. Thanks for kicking my ass today. Oh, you're welcome. Road Rage was Crazy Taxi. Hit and Run was GTA. Okay. Oh. Istanbul says, you don't have to beat it to unlock Symphony of the Night. You just have to find an item in level 3.
Hmm.
That's cool, then. Xmudex says, Jake, any other PopCap games you like other than Bookworm Adventures? Bookworm.
Yeah, Bookworm was good.
Text Twist was good. I don't know if Text Twist was PopCap or not.
I don't remember.
I mean, just play Puzzle Quest. It's...
Yeah.
I actually bought Puzzle Quest for the PC just to play it on the PC. Yeah.
I've got it on the DS.
Yeah.
I had a hard time. I got really far and then my save game got corrupted or something. So I
Yeah, because you didn't really buy it.
Yeah, well...
I beat it on the DS, but I did the bad ending.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I wanted to try and play it as a different class, and just something to play 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
I had a little trouble on the DS because it was very difficult for me to distinguish between the yellow and the green gems, which is something that just didn't happen to me on the PC.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's just because they weren't, like, big enough to really be distinguishable.
Possibly.
Yeah, I don't know. It could also be that I'm rapidly... becoming more and more colorblind. Colorboned. Riff just left. Oh. We're out of questions. I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a song break, and I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to get a beer, and you guys send in some more questions, because we're out.
Oh, the guy that does XKCD plays KOL, Nightmare says.
Oh, yeah? Like, did he start recently?
I don't know. What he says is, XKCD guy already plays KOL infrequently.
Infrequently?
Yes.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, better than nothing.
Did somebody ask him about that, or...
Apparently he did. Apparently he was... They had a con or something at in Pittsburgh that Nightmare went to, and I guess he accosted him.
I see. I'm going to, I'm just going to play a couple of Soul Calibur songs.
Shirt.
Alright, we'll see you in another 6 or 7 minutes.
You scared the cat, though. That's not a where.
Thank you. of this song. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrists. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrists. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrists. You come down to this. My shag rug struck dumb in the presence. Polyester pants from my jacket rub the skin thin. Break down in a diner, then I pay the bill. Well, you get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You come down to this. Stuck in the ground. Tiny one over to mow me down. I could get lost in a lunchbox following the men's in the lost and found. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You come, oh, you get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the...
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
So yeah, got a few questions.
Have we got a few questions?
Istanbul says, guess who left the mic on during the beginning of the song break? Oh, I bet it was me. Sorry about that. I looked right at the thing and didn't... The difference between when the mic is on and when the mic is not on is it's either, like, dark green or slightly less dark green. So it's, yeah. Dr. Jones says, any chance of zapping on Mysterious Island Junkyard rewards? The same reward items are dropping before all three different ones drop. Huh. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Glebe says, fact, RuneScape caused the War of 1812. Not surprised. Rickett says, are you guys excited for Rickett Depreciation Week? No, I'm excited for Rickett Deprecation Week, where we just make a bunch of new things that are like you, only better in all the ways that matter. Mellow Cork says, have you played Twilight Heroes? Have I played Twilight Heroes? Yeah, I've played Twilight Heroes. I like Twilight Heroes.
I played a lot of Twilight Heroes.
I'm excited for the server issues to get resolved so that new content can get developed.
Ooh.
Smoot says, Text Twist is a Game House game, which was pretty good. I'm anxious to play the new Mystery Case Files game. I don't know anything about Mystery Case Files games. Figure out who is... yeah. Looking at some stuff. Puppy Nuts says, how about the Lunar series?
I played at least one of those. I don't remember which one or anything about it. There was a time when I had like a decent Super Nintendo emulator. I downloaded every single RPG that they had and played like the first chapter of all of them, and they all just sort of blend together in my head and I don't remember which was which anymore.
Huh. That's weird. Was there a time when you were so brokenhearted that love wasn't much of a friend of yours?
not that I recall.
There were a lot of Super Nintendo RPGs that I started playing in emulators, but, like, the more it was you wake up and go downstairs and there's your mom in the kitchen, I was just like, yeah, this isn't going to be a good game. It was like the time to crate thing, like, I finally played all the way through Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger was good. I've got a copy of Chrono Cross and have not... I don't know if I've even put it in the machine yet. I've had it for years.
I bought it when I first bought my PS1 for $20 at a garage sale.
Yeah.
And I played it for a few hours and then found Symphony of the Night on eBay and just bought that and played that nonstop for... So that was around the same time that I was playing Paper Mario, which Paper Mario was basically the entirety of the inspiration mechanically for all of the crafting in KOL. Just like cooking two items together.
Did you ever play the Legacy of Kain and Soul Reaver games?
No, and you had me. I sat down with your binder of PS2 games and said, Riff, what's good? What should I play? And you said, like, Soul Reaver. And I started playing it, and I was just kind of lost. And it was kinda, I don't know.
It's the storyline is pretty sweet. It's got, like, the first game in the Soul Reaver series is, like, I mean, it forms the basis for everything that follows, but... The really exciting stuff doesn't start happening until the second one, because that's when all the time travel stuff starts happening.
I see.
But
I was going to talk about how one of my favorite series of games is the 70s to 90s time travel game Soul Raver. Where you keep having to go back to the 70s to get, like, LPs that you travel into the 90s and then you sell them as vintage LPs at a tremendous profit. That's
you go back in time and give David Bowie a book of easy to play David Bowie lessons.
That's a good plan. We should make this game. The 70s 90s time travel game. What else could you do?
You could assassinate the guy who's trying to assassinate the guy who assassinated John from the Beatles.
Oh.
Do that whole sort of, like, the evil time traveler that you have to stop.
I see.
Because for some reason it's very important that John dies.
Right. Yeah, wow, I hadn't thought about that. Although that was in the 80s.
Was that in the 80s?
I think John Lennon was shot in 1980.
Well, 70s to 90s. Or is it only the 70s and only the 90s?
There would be some specific point in the 70s and some specific point in the 90s, right? Cause you,
okay.
Or the 90s would be progressing as though it were the present, but you would have the ability to go to a specific point in the 70s, which would only progress while you were there. Maybe. So it'd be like I kind of like the idea of a game where it just you play the game and it takes a set amount of time to play it and then you get like a score.
Yeah.
Like that is kind of okay with me. And I really liked the idea of Dead Rising.
Dead Rising. I don't think I know that one.
It is a zombie game for the Xbox 360.
All right, in the mall.
Yeah. And the problem with Dead Rising is that... You play and you spend 48 hours in this mall, right? And that's like maybe it's 3 days. I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe it's 72 hours, whatever. But like, you're playing through it trying to get a good score in that day. But you level up, and then if you start over, you're still that same level with all your new stats and everything, which is neat, right? So it's got that kind of ascension mechanic. You can keep playing through it. But the problem with it is that, like, the first boss that you encounter on, like, midnight of the first day is so fucking hard compared to everything else that has come before it, even after doing a whole bunch of leveling up. And if you kill it, it fucking respawns. God, I hated... Yeah. So frustrating. So frustrating. I spent hours trying to beat this boss. And then I beat it. And because of where I was in the game clock, 5 goddamn minutes later, it respawned.
Oh, shit.
So, it was just kind of like, oh, you know,
spawned on absolute time and not relative?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
what's fucked up is that it was part of the plot. It's like, oh, okay, this Jeep full of prisoners has escaped. There's a Jeep with a machine gun on it. So how the fuck did that happen, right? It's all these convicts. It seems like once you kill, you know, story characters, they would be dead.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, nope. Turns out there were... They all had identical twins who stole a very, very similar Jeep.
Great.
It has a different license plate, if you pay close attention.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No. But it could have. It could have, and that they would have at least been trying to have that make some sense. But I really liked the idea of, like, you know, playing through it and then, like, learning stuff from that playthrough and improving your skills and improving your knowledge and then playing through it again. And
well, like, you know, that, we were talking about that idea for, like, the zombie on the farm.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it only makes sense with zombies.
Yeah. Evidently so.
That game would still be fun to... It'd be fun to make it really lo-fi.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, like... I feel like we could design that game and then port it to Flash, and it would be, like, a cool enough Flash game.
Yeah.
Minty Giant says, are you sure you don't want to hear my riddles? No, I do want to hear your riddles. Blood Axe says, I have found possibly the best video game reviewer, the angry video game nerd. He takes old shitty games and reviews them.
Heard about that.
I'd give you a link to him, but I don't know how to send links. Well, angry video game nerd, huh? I wonder if they're video reviews. Videos. News. Videos. You could see it in Flash or QuickTime. I wonder if zero punctuation is going to spawn a genre of reviews that are like that, because that's something I could get behind.
Yeah. As long as they're good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd have to... I mean, Riff, user-created content is the future. Also, microtransactions, microtransactions, microtransactions! You get that guy from Micro Machines to evangelize microtransactions?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Instead of charging $10, charge $1 100 times in a row really fast. You'll make 10 times as much money.
Brilliant.
I mean... Malathos says, can you make a zone where you kill Master Chief from Halo and all his fanboys? Thanks. Eh. Then a RuneScape versus Ultima Warzone. I don't really know anything about Ultima. I know a little bit about Ultima.
Yeah.
Good old Lord British. iTax says, I think it was Riff, actually, that left his mic on. No, I left both mics on, but I walked away from my mic.
Yeah, I don't have control over the mics.
Oh, Smoot says, Mystery Case Files is one of those, like, seek-and-find games where you have to find objects to solve a murder mystery.
I think I played some of one of those, or at least something similar.
Yeah, I downloaded some, Hidden Princess or something. Like, I mean, it was really stupid, like... theme and plot, but it was something on Play This Thing that I downloaded, and it was, okay, here's a Mayan temple that looks like it has just had a box of random objects dumped on the floor. You know, find the crowbar.
Yeah. find the tennis racket.
Yeah, no, that's a much better example, because, like, what? Yeah. Okay. This is... I'm all about games where, you know, click on stuff to solve things, but, like, if it gets to the point where it's just sort of arbitrary. I mean, it's like, you know, like a word find compared to a crossword puzzle, you know? It's like, you could... I guess if you just sort of weren't hurtling towards the grave fast enough to suit you that, like, a word find would be worth doing, right? But, like, I personally would rather do something interesting with, you know. Like, it's... iTech says, do you or have you guys ever played KOL without giving yourself any money or items? Yeah, I have,
Yeah,
I've done it a couple times.
I've played
through the first half or so.
Yeah,
I always
play
forget.
It pretty fair. I don't have powers to give myself a bunch of stuff. So, but fortunately, I've been playing long enough that it's not a. I've still got, and I've been getting like 3 of every Mr. Store item every month for so long that I'm doing okay for meat.
Hogula says, if you're having trouble with the convicts in the Jeep, GameFAQ says you should take cover behind a tree. The convicts will try to ram you, thus getting their car stuck, and provided you have a gun of some sort with you, just headshot them. Yeah, I found the one place where you can get a gun easily. Somebody left an Uzi in the fountain. Because they wanted to. There you
and
go.
It, and it still works.
There you go. Shoot bullet holes into a fresco of a mountain. Fresco. I wonder if anybody ever made a fresco out of plaster made with Fresca.
Or
while listening to the Fresh Prince.
Or of the picture of the can of Fresca.
Oh yeah. A fresco of Fresca. I wonder if anybody's ever done one of those elaborate 3D sidewalk chalk drawings of a giant container of sticks of sidewalk chalk. Somebody should call Andy Warhol.
I think he's dead.
Back from the dead. No, that's what I'm saying. So some necromancer should call Andy Warhol. Man, imagine having zombie Andy Warhol to do your bidding.
Wow, I don't know. I think most of the things I'd want a zombie to do, Andy Warhol probably wouldn't be a very good choice.
Because
it'd be, like, heavy lifting.
Like, what kind of things would you want a zombie to do? I mean, all zombies have superhuman strength. Right? Like, that's the thing with undead, right? Like,
yeah.
like vampires have superhuman strength, and, you know, zombies can tear boards that are nailed to stuff off.
And, like, bite through your skull.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
So you could use them to, like, open cans for you.
Cans of Campbell's soup. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you had zombie Andy Warhol open a can of Campbell's soup with his teeth, if you drinking that, if you, you know, eating that soup would turn you into a zombie.
Hmm. Maybe.
You just have to make sure to heat it up past, like,
yeah, you have
250
to boil it real
degrees
good.
Fahrenheit. Yeah. So, like, if you had zombie Andy Warhol go get you some coffee from McDonald's, you'd probably be fine, no matter what he did with it. But like, if you
asked him to go pick up some donuts for you,
yeah, it was probably, you know, because he'd be all like, you know, I told him not to lick the frosting off of them, but I don't really trust him in that he's, you know, sort of a mindless, slavering, walking corpse. Xmunix says, Mystery Case Files is the trendsetter for those types of games you mentioned. The worst knockout that I've seen is Dream Day Wedding, where you have to find things to get the couple married. Oh my god, we can't get married until I find the bird in a cage.
Yeah, and the zither and the the horseshoe. And,
yeah. I don't know where. Like, that seems like the kind of thing that would not spawn a genre.
I think it's. I don't know. I feel like it's just that there's enough people out there that want to make Flash games but have absolutely no ideas, and they just find something that seems to be popular and make that.
Like, what was that game? What was that Wii game about the little creatures that make electricity?
Elebits.
That was sort of just trashing somebody's house looking for stuff.
Yeah.
That's a game I could get behind for a minute.
It was. I played it for like one session, but it was like 1 8-hour session.
Really?
Yeah. That's how I play a lot of games, especially the DS, because there's like 3 to 4 new DS games coming out that I'm finding like every day, and I just don't have enough time to play even all the ones that turn out to be interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been paying that much attention, but I haven't seen anything that I was even remotely interested in since Phantom Hourglass.
Well, there's been, I mean, almost none of them are interesting enough to the point where I would actually buy a copy.
Right.
They're interesting enough that I'll download them and put them on the DS and play them.
I see. I was waiting in a doctor's office today, so I decided to see what games were available for download on my phone. And so I spent $2.99 on a Castlevania game for my phone, which was just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just awful. And I deleted it, and I'm never going to see that $2.99 again. I'm going to go out on a short song and leave you guys in the ever capable, ever ready hands of a dead heart. So I'll probably be doing the Skype jazz with Scully on Monday, and Riff will see you Thursday.
See you Thursday.